This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Friday, March 24th. Well, cattle markets yesterday giving us some impressive price action. Started out weaker, put in new lows for the move. Front months giving us a spike low and then snapping back, closing pretty much at the high of the day and even higher in some of the contracts on live cattle. In feeders, much more quiet type of price action where we basically were just trading almost an inside day, sideways again for the seventh day in a row. So the feeder cattle market giving us a pretty solid base of support here, right at those old double tops and on the front months, March and April. The Mays and the back months haven't quite gotten that deep, and it's worth noting that the bull spreads have been working here. So the deferreds can still work their way lower, try to test that old double top breakout, but the front months have already reached it and they're holding strong. I think this is a very good sign for feeder cattle. Seasonally, we're still looking for good demand to come in the spring everywhere outside the western half of the central and southern plains, which admittedly is a very large area and it's key cattle country, but pretty much everywhere else is going to have good grazing conditions to at least start the season. So I think demand for calves will be strong. Obviously, feedlots are going to continue to look for calves. Supplies are just very tight. So I think that supports the feeder cattle market, at least in the near term. We've had a good correction here. The market has stabilized. I think we're ready to take another run to the upside. In the cash market, we are steady with last week at around 164 on the Fed trade. Dressed at 265 was up one. Box beef values mixed again with the choice leading the way higher, up $1.48 at 283. Select was down 93 cents at 269. So the spread gained another 241. We're sitting at 1389. So that spread has gained almost $7 just in the last 3 days. Movement, 119 loads. So here again, every day this week so far, box beef movement has been over 100 loads. We haven't seen that in months. You know, normally we'll get one or maybe 2 days where it's barely over 100 loads, but everything else is below 100. So clearly, retail demand is picking up here. And it's not even really on discounted prices. I mean, we're mixed, but the choice has been higher over these last couple days. We've had a pretty good run. Pretty good bump in the box beef values, at least on the choice. And again, retail demand clearly is very strong. Slaughter rate so far this week at 502,000 head. That's running 1,000 more than last week, and it is up 17,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 9 cents at 187.78. So I think we're pretty solid on the feeder cattle index. It's been fairly quiet after getting kind of a bump down earlier this week. The market has stabilized there as well. I think we're pretty much in tandem with the futures and the cash in the feeder cattle space. Live cattle, they've had their correction. Seasonally, normally we're kind of putting in a high right around this time frame, but it appears that we're probably putting in a low. So I do think we've got another push to the upside to take us into early April, but it's going to be tough to get back to those old highs from late Feb, early March. I would consider it a win. And if we do, it's going to take some time to get there, number one. That's going to chew up a lot of our seasonal window, and that would form a pretty significant double top if we stall out there. So still looking for some upside in live cattle, but probably not to the old high. In feeders, I think we have a very good chance of not only revisiting that high from just a couple weeks ago, but taking it out and pushing us into new highs as we work our way through April and into early May. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.